This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube as well at the Team 980, where there is a dancing Anthony Haney on your screen. Anthony, you would not be as happy if you were here at Capital One Arena right now.
Why not?
Because there's a Cowboys fan filling out our information in front of me. We have all these slips of paper that people can enter to win Wizards tickets.
Oh, wow.
Sir, you've already won one too many things in D.C. this week. I mean, you're really pushing your luck filling out this form, but, I mean, it's a random drawing, so you might win. And, frankly, the way the Cowboys play, they got a better chance of winning a random drawing than a football game. They just happen to, you know, win one on Sunday. All right, so here's what we're going to do with the final 45 minutes of the show here. I saw your jacket, sir. I saw your jacket. Have a lovely day, and thanks for listening. I'm sure you're having a lovely day. All right, that's enough out of you. All right. I'm happy for you because I'm in the Thanksgiving spirit. All right, so here's what we're going to do with the final 45 minutes of our show today. We are going to do our competition Wednesday, if you will, coming up next in about 10, 12 minutes from now, where Anthony and I are going to pick three games each against the spread. We're going to do this backwards from how we normally do, because normally we do what we're about to do right now on Fridays, but that would be after a ton of games have been played, and we don't have a show on Friday, so we can't really pick the entirety of the week of games on Friday for those reasons. So without further ado, as we sit here 2 days before three games, another game on Friday, and then the full complement on Sunday, there are no bye weeks this week in the NFL. It is time for us to go around the NFL and pick each and every game. And Anthony, our goal is to do this in 10 minutes or less. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Excellent. First up, 12:30, CBS on Thursday, Bears and Lions. Detroit is a 10-point favorite in this game. I will say the Bears have been playing better. The Lions have had some weird Thanksgiving games, even in the last couple of years when they've been good. But I'm going to take Detroit in this football game because they're Detroit and Chicago is Chicago.
Yeah, I'm going with Detroit as well. They've been rolling, and I think they'll continue to roll even on a short week.
All right, the guy in the Cowboys jacket's gone. Probably running back around the corner now, which was we picked the Giants and Cowboys. Also known as this is a good time to eat dinner game because no one wants to watch Giants and Cowboys on Thanksgiving. This game's going to be horrendous. It's Cooper Rush versus Tommy Cutlets. What are we doing? This is not what the NFL had in mind. Dallas is 3.5-point favorites. I'm picking the Cowboys.
Oh, so they're at home? I'm going with the Cowboys as well.
Yeah. Why? Because the Giants are terrible. Brian Daboll's having to have meetings with Malik Nabers saying, hey, I know you want the ball more, but, like, can you not say it to the press after the game? Can you not say, hey, go talk to Daves? And it's like, yeah, but it's your job, bro. Thankfully, the Thursday night game has been saved. This game looked a couple weeks ago like it was going to be terrible. It was going to be some quarterback for the Dolphins team that wasn't any good against Malik Willis. Well, thankfully, Jordan Love is healthy, Tua is healthy, and all of a sudden, these two teams are rolling. Dolphins and Packers at Lambeau on Thursday night. Packers are 3.5-point favorites. Again, we're picking these games straight up. Who you got?
I'm going with the Packers. You know how the Dolphins are when they play in conditions that are not 60 degrees and above. So I'm going with the Packers here.
Here's the thing. They're actually better recently. Like, even that game last year against the Chiefs, they played okay. Like, the game was like fingers are going to fall off weather, and they played okay. They played Buffalo really tough last year in a cold weather game. They still have lost, and I'm going to pick the Packers to win.
I was about to say, that's my point. They lose those games regardless.
Yeah, but it's not like they fail to function like they did a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Speaking of failing to function, the Raiders are playing the Chiefs on Friday. Anthony, pop quiz. What time is this football game? The Black Friday Jeff Bezos Amazon special.
5:30.
It's a 3 o'clock game.
3 o'clock? What in the world?
3 p.m. on a Friday. Why? Because money. That's why. The Raiders are 12.5-point dogs against the Chiefs. 1, 2, 3.
Chiefs.
Okay. We could have gone real Andy Reid there in the locker room.
Chiefs.
And
is
then
it
we
on Netflix by chance?
It's not on Netflix.
Okay.
It's on Prime Video.
Oh,
the
okay.
Netflix game is the Christmas game. That's also the Chiefs.
Okay.
That one's on a Wednesday. No, I don't know what time of day that game is going to be. I'm guessing Christmas night. Anyway, man. The NFL does a lot of stuff for money, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Sunday, full slate of games. Again, the buys are not over for the year because, the Commanders' bye isn't until next week. But there are no buys this weekend, so that they didn't have a super light Sunday slate with the four games leading into the weekend. Chargers and Falcons. Chargers are 2.5-point favorites on the road against Atlanta. They obviously got ultimately dump-trucked in the second half by the Ravens last night. That doesn't scare me that much. I think the Ravens are still one of the best three teams in football. So I am going to take the Chargers here because I can't trust the Falcons. I trust the Falcons as far as I can throw them, and it's a large collection of 300-pound men. I can't throw them very far.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Chargers as well. They have an identity. I think the injury to J.K. Dobbins is something to monitor, but
definitely,
I think the Chargers will get it done.
Definitely. Steelers and Bengals. And, Anthony, we have reached our first edition of Guess the Line today. Who do you think is favored in this game, Steelers and Bengals?
Who's at home?
The Bengals.
The Steelers are favored.
Incorrect. The Bengals are favored.
What?
The Bengals are 3-point favorites in this game, which tells you that Vegas thinks it's a pick 'em plus the 3 for Cincinnati being at home. I'm going to take Cincinnati in this game.
Okay.
I just think that all of the stuff that Pittsburgh does that's really dangerous. I know that the Steelers have a rest advantage. I know they're really good. This is not me being off the Steelers. It's just like the interior pressure and the things that Pittsburgh does don't matter as much against Joe Burrow. Give me the Bengals. They need this game.
You are right, Craig, but guess what? I don't trust the Bengals defense. Give me the Steelers. Come on, man.
I don't trust the Steelers offense. You just moonballs forever.
Moonballs and a lot of running.
Yeah. Mediocre running. Cardinals and Vikings. Minnesota 3.5-point favorites at home.
Ooh. This is going to be ugly. I think I want to go with the Cardinals here. I think Kyler will give that Viking front some problems.
Yeah, I am curious to see which version of Kyler shows up. The Seahawks really blitzed the mess out of him last week and had a lot of success. And, well, nobody blitzes more than Brian Flores. I am going to take the Vikings at home.
Okay.
I think they, like the Cardinals defense, I don't trust them a whole lot. I also think JJ could have a monster day. Like, he played good soldier, and he's a great teammate, but he only had 2 catches last week. They're going to try to get Justin Jefferson the football.
Yeah.
The Colts, your boys, on the road in New England. They are 2.5-point favorites over Drake May, who has 10 touchdowns and 7 picks on the year.
the Colts got to win out, Craig. They got to win out. So I'm going with the Colts. I have faith in my guys to make the playoffs. Let's get it done this week.
I have no idea what to do with this Patriots team. Just when you think that they're doing something okay, they get upside down. The Colts, I mean, they actually played better. Like, Richardson played better than the stat sheet last week.
He
a ton of drops.
Yeah.
So hopefully he can get going. I'm going to take Indy as well. Seahawks and Jets. The Jamal Adams Bowl, even though he's not on either team anymore. Is he even in the league anymore? Anyway, the point is that the Seahawks are only favored by 2 on the road at New York. Bit of a stinky fish, but I'm never picking the Jets ever again. So go Seahawks, go.
I'm going to do something that I said I wouldn't do, Craig, and that's
You're gonna pick the Jets.
And I'm going to do it. And I'm going to be burned again.
Probably, but that's okay. Titans and Commanders, Washington, 5.5-point favorites at home. We obviously have not had a chance to talk about this game a whole lot because we're still busy reviewing the last one. But if you want a full preview of this game, we will have a full Take Command podcast previewing the entirety of this matchup that will be out Thursday morning, our Thanksgiving gift to you. We're going to record it tomorrow, schedule it for Thursday morning. So we will have a full preview then with me and Logan Paulson. However, on the quick picks as we run through the leagues, picks, we are going to pick this game now, which we normally don't do in this segment. Anthony, I'm going to take the Commanders to get off the schneid here, get off their 3-game losing streak. Tennessee presents some problems, but they also have a lot of problems.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Commanders as well. We can't lose 4 straight. 4 straight, we.
He's going we, ladies and gentlemen. He's going the full we on that.
Yes.
Texans and Jags. Houston's 5-point favorites, despite the fact they just lost to Tennessee. The Jags, they mostly stink. Who you got in this AFC South barn burner? As in, if you're watching this in your barn, some of you kind of wish it was on fire so you wouldn't have to watch the game anymore. Sorry, I had to evacuate my barn. It was on fire.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with the Texans. CJ, I think this is a proven game for him. Like, a lot of people are down on him. I think he has to come out and have a big game. Put the team on his back.
Their offensive line has got to get it together. It is not good enough. And, like, they've got some good players. Like, Laremy Tunsil is one of the best tackles in football, or at least he's supposed to be. Not so much. Rams and Saints.
Who are you going with?
I'm going to go with Houston.
Okay.
I have zero faith, negative faith in the Jags. Rams and Saints. There's only 2.5-point line here for the Rams on the road. I'm not going to overreact to what just happened to them. I still think the Saints are kind of a terrible football team, even though they've got the Riz now. I'm gonna go with L.A. on the road here.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams as well. They got a lot of work to do out there in the NFC West, and it needs to start with one of these wins.
Buccaneers and Panthers. All of a sudden, the Panthers are spicy. But you want to know who's really spicy? Baker Mayfield. Woke up feeling dangerous. Give me Tampa on the road at Carolina.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bucs as well.
Yeah. Game of the week, Eagles, Ravens, Baltimore, 3-point favorites after their win last night. Actually, they were 3-point favorites before yesterday, so last night didn't even move this line at all. CBS 425 game, Anthony, who you got in America's game of the week?
I'm going to go with the Ravens here. A lot of people haven't really been able to slow Saquon down. I think the Ravens, they're going to be the first team to do it.
I kind of agree with you. I mean, the Eagles, I now firmly believe in the Eagles, but Saquon just had a career day. Baltimore will not let him do that. They will. No. If they have to put 9 in the box, they will.
Yeah.
They will make Jalen Hurts win this football game. By the way, Lamar Jackson already on the season. 3,053 yards, 27 touchdowns, 3 picks.
He's going for his 3rd straight MVP.
No, he's got 27 MVP. Touchdowns, and that's just passing.
Yeah,
that's insane. Great. Also, Saquon has almost 1,400 yards already.
He's breaking the record this year.
It's crazy. 49ers and Bills. Bills, 7-point favorites at home. I'll take them.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bills. 49ers, too banged up.
And last but not least, Browns and Broncos. Denver's 5-point favorites, whatever it's worth. Give me Denver. I do not believe in the Browns.
Nope.
At all. There is a chance that Jameis Winston throws 17 interceptions in this game. Because that's how good the Broncos defense is, and that's how the pendulum swings from a good Jameis to a bad Jameis. All right, those are our picks all around the NFL. We are going to pick three of these games each next and pick them against the spread for our competition Wednesday. Plus, one of us will have to spin the wheel of mediocre punishment. And actually, I owe Anthony a spin from last week. So Anthony's going to spin the wheel for me now that I can see him spin it. So we will deal out the punishment for picking football games badly. Next, it's the Hoffman Show. We're live at Capital One Arena here on the Team 980.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're live here from Capital One Arena on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. So we will quickly go through our results from last week's competition Wednesday here on a Tuesday because we don't have a show tomorrow because of Maryland hoops in our spot, and then obviously it's Thanksgiving on Thursday. So we are going to run through our picks from last week. And then we're going to pick some other games off the slate here as we wrap up the show on our NFL picks. So Anthony, who is back in our control room in D.C., has the wheel of mediocre punishment behind him. Anthony, should we, before we reveal this week's results, have you spin the wheel for me from last week? Or are we just going to wait till I get back in on Monday? Or even next Wednesday? Do we wait for the spin?
Yeah, I think we wait.
Okay, well, in that case, I owe the show a spin. We'll get that taken care of. All right, which means it's time to reveal the results of last week's selections and see if I'm going to owe the show two spins or whether Anthony will owe the show one. Anthony, your week started very poorly last week because you started off with a Thursday Night Football loss, one that actually saved me from myself. You won for the first time last week in 5 weeks. That meant you were first on the tee. You picked Pittsburgh -3.5. They did not only cover that, they lost the game outright to the Browns on Thursday Night Football.
Yeah, that was bad stuff. Very bad stuff. But
that is, yeah, not ideal for you.
No.
My first game was the Detroit Indianapolis game. The Lions were 7-point favorites by the time that we picked that. They won by, I think it was 18. I think it was 24-6.
Yep.
That is 1-0 for your boy.
Yeah.
1-0 for me.
Good job.
Thanks, Anthony. The second game you picked was the Tampa Bay game. That worked out well for you. They beat the ever-loving tar out of the New York Giants. They only needed to win by 6. They won by far more than that.
Yep.
So that's 1-1 for you.
Yep.
I had the Chicago Bears +3.5 against the Minnesota Vikings. And let me tell you, Anthony, that half point did a lot of work for me.
Yeah, it did.
Because they won on a walk, or they lost, I should say, on an overtime walk-off field goal, which is a 3-point play.
Yeah.
And that means that that's a cover for the Chicago Bears and a 2-0 start to the week for me.
I'm proud of you, Craig.
You should be. Thank you very much. then, Anthony, you picked the Kansas City Chiefs -10.5 against the Carolina Panthers. They won by 3. Is 10.5 greater than 3?
No.
Nope, not in this particular case. That's a 1-2 week for you, which already means that I have won. But just to add insult to injury for you, Anthony, I picked the Denver Broncos to cover 6 points against the Las Vegas Raiders. They also won by a million. That's a 3-0 week again for me. I have bounced back successfully. I am very good at this game, it seems. Anthony, the wheel is behind you. You are going to need to spin the wheel of mediocre punishment once again, something that you are very well acquainted in doing. For those that are new to the show, on this wheel, Anthony might have to buy me lunch. I might be able to make, we'll put fantasy sub back on there. I might be able to make a sub in his fantasy football lineup. He might have to do 100 push-ups in a row. He might also have to do an ice bath, which would be his third that he owes the show. What else is on there? Oh, and also, we haven't spun costume show yet. There's a chance that, Anthony might have to wear a silly costume for part of the radio show, which broadcasts live on YouTube. Metal Chris likes that one. You like Metal Chris is hoping that you get the costume show, Anthony. We're really only probably going to make him wear it for a couple of segments, because with our luck, some serious breaking news will happen, and then Anthony will be dressed like a clown. Anthony, I can see the wheel. It's time for you to spin. Please spin the wheel. The wheel is spinning, spinning, and spinning, spinning. Anthony has rolled that he must. Good God, you spun this thing hard. He owes me lunch. Yeah, a win for me. Although it's not as entertaining as some of the other things, like if he had to wear a costume on the radio. But Anthony, I look forward to you buying me lunch again next week. Thanks. Thanks for losing again, buddy, old pal.
I don't know what it is about this game, Craig. I just can't get right.
Nope. Nope. You make some interesting decisions, then you have to live with them. Anthony's 1-2. And hilariously, by the way, I think this is like the third time this has happened. Had this gone to the tiebreaker, Anthony, you would have won, because you did win the tiebreaker. It didn't get to the tiebreaker because you went 1-2 and I went 3-0. Coming up next, we will pick our games for this week as we wrap up here on the Hoffman Show. Anthony, it's Tuesday. I know this is our last segment of the week, but it's Tuesday. You can't do that to the people driving down the road. Most people still have to work tomorrow. We just don't, because there's a Maryland basketball game on tomorrow.
I don't want to rub this in, but this is our Friday, Craig.
This is our Friday.
I apologize.
Chris Russell and Grant Paulson were so mad at me in the Commander's press box this weekend that I don't have to do a show tomorrow. But here we are. We're live at Capital One Arena, taking in Bulls and Wizards NBA Cup tonight after we finish our very silly radio show here, the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. What's up? We're on YouTube as well at the Team 980. There are a lot of Bulls fans here, by the way. We got to get the Wiz fans in the building, but lots of Bulls fans showing out. But hey, it's what it is. People enjoying their holiday week. Here in the district. But Anthony, we have one thing to take care of here in terms of business for the week. We have done our NFL tiers. We have picked all of the games. We must let Competition Wednesday roll on, even though it's Tuesday. And so we are going to pick three games each against the spread. And hopefully for you, it'll go better than it did last week.
Yeah, hopefully for me it does go better than it did last week. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
All right. I'm up first this week. I'm back on the tee first. And there's some funky ones on the board this week. And do I want to start with that game? I don't want to start with that game. Don't want to start with really. I'm gonna start with I'm going to start with the Sunday night game. The Sunday night game is San Francisco at Buffalo. And I just don't think the San Francisco 49ers are a very good football team right now. I think they're missing a ton of pieces. The Bills are coming off a bye. Buffalo is up to a – I can't do Buffalo minus 7. Oh, my God.
I mean,
God.
You could.
I could, but that would be a silly thing to do. You know what? Screw it. Friday, the Raiders, who are terrible, are taking on the Chiefs, who are good. But it's a 12.5-point line in a division game. Give me the Raiders.
Yeah, I was looking at that game. I was definitely looking
at
that game.
I hate doing this so much, but 12.5 in a division game is an absurd line.
Yeah, especially coming off the Commanders and Cowboys. I think I want to choose the Rams 2.5. Over the Saints. I don't think the Saints are good.
I don't know what to make of these new Saints plus Riz. Their coach. I don't think they're any good. I hope they're not good. The Commanders are going to face them in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But there's that. You know what? If I'm going to do Vegas plus 12.5 because it's a division game, then I kind of have to do a Thursday bit too.
They're clear.
The Lions last year were really good. They were facing a Packers team that was really struggling. I think this was last year. It might have been 2 years ago. They were facing a Packers team that was really struggling, and then the Packers beat them, and it made no sense at all. I don't think the Bears are going to win, but the Bears have a nasty habit the last couple of weeks of losing by three. Nope. It's a division game. It's a 10-point line. It's already come down. It was 11 yesterday. I'm going to take Chicago plus 10. And at the end of the day, even though I'm betting on bad football teams against good football teams, I'm getting double-digit points in NFL games. That feels like a good bet.
Hey, them Thursday games are weird, man.
They are weird. But they probably go to, like, a sloppier game. Like, is Detroit going to put up – famous last words. Is Detroit going to put up 50 on Thanksgiving? Who knows? They might. They're really good. But I think the Chicago defense is good enough that this can – I mean, look, they could lose by 9 and get a late – they could be down 17 and get a late touchdown two-point conversion. It's all of a sudden 9 and I win the game, backdoor cover style.
That's fair. I think I'm going to go with another 2.5-point spread. I really like that half a point hook. Chargers over the Falcons. I'm going to take the Chargers 2.5. -2. Well, -2.
So you're looking at it as if it was 3, that would be bad for you, but that 2.5 is helping.
Yeah.
All right. We got Anthony
Please
taking
win.
The Chargers.
Come on.
-2.5. I just want to stay as far away from the Falcons as I can. That is a wild football team. I don't know what to make of them on any week they show up, because they don't know what to make of them on any week that they show up, which is hilarious because the Chargers might be the most consistent team in the league.
Yep.
By the way, that is one thing, not to talk you out of it, but rest here, Falcons coming off a bye, Chargers coming off a Monday night, so that's a little bit dangerous. And then last but not least, I don't love any of these other games. I mean, part of me wants to take the Cincinnati -3.
Take the Commanders.
I don't – 5.5? I actually, on the First Impression Selection show, I picked Tennessee to cover. I'm taking the Commanders in the game, as we just did our pick straight up in the last segment.
Yeah.
But 5.5 scares me a little bit with the way they're playing right now, and kind of this conservative type of game plan they're going. I'm just gonna ride my emotional wave. Nothing would make me happier than seeing the Jets lose again. They're a dumpster fire that is pouring kerosene on themselves. The Seahawks are only a 2-point favorite. They want me to take the Jets. I refuse. Give me Seattle -2. Why? Because I hate the Jets. Geno Smith revenge. I don't even like Geno Smith. Geno Smith revenge game. Give me the Seahawks -2.
You taking the Seahawks? All right,
yeah.
Bet. Last game, Craig. I'm sticking with the -2.5-point spread.
Okay.
Give me the Colts over the Patriots. Colts win by a field goal.
Anthony, can I tell you something?
Uh-oh.
On the First Impression Selection show, I definitely picked New England in this game to cover. It was 3. So we could both be right in a way. I guess one of us could. I guess I could have a push, and you could be right. But
yeah,
we'll see.
I hope I'm right.
I kind of hope you're not, because I like being right. But we'll see. Then we need one game as a tiebreaker.
Ooh,
we need a tiebreaker game.
The Commanders Titans. I think we cover the spread. You don't.
I hope they win by 4.
I hope they win by 6.
And I hope it's a backdoor cover, so it's like a comfortable win, and then it's as painful as possible for you, but then they win.
Watch me win by 6, Greg.
Hey, you know what? I will take a win, especially a big one going into a bye.
Say less.
I will do that. All right, so you've got that means I've got Tennessee plus – it's 5.5, right?
Yep.
All right, Tennessee plus 5.5. So, competition Wednesday picks on a Tuesday because we're not doing a show on Wednesday. I have the Chicago Bears plus 10. Why? Because it's plus 10. The Las Vegas Raiders plus 12.5. Why? Not because they're good, but because it's 12.5 in a division game. And then I have got the Seahawks -2. Anthony, why? Because I'm picking against the Jets. Anthony has the Chargers -2.5. the Colts minus 2.5, and the Rams minus 2.5, and then the tiebreaker, head-to-head, Titans, Commanders. I'm on the Titans plus 5.5, although I think the Commanders will win outright, which is the more important thing in the long run. The Commanders minus 5.5 for Anthony. Any questions from the audience? No.
This okay. is the weekend of the kicker, Craig. You've heard it here first.
The week of the good kickers or bad kickers? Because we had a lot of bad kicker weekends in the NFL. It's kind of a wacky bit.
Yeah. Good kickers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Field goal wins for Anthony. That's what he's going for. All right. That's our show. There's 90 seconds left in it. Anthony, do we have time for a real things thing?
Not really, because it's really a minute and 10 seconds.
Oh, the Pharrell one from yesterday?
Nah, it was one, the Commanders, what time do you eat Thanksgiving dinner?
Okay, so they did, on the Commanders Instagram page, they asked all their players, what time do you eat Thanksgiving dinner? And this is a good way for us to end our show going into Thanksgiving. Anthony, what time do you eat Thanksgiving dinner?
I eat around like 4:30.
Okay, see, that's probably a little later than I typically do, but like that's kind of within the range.
Yeah.
I said that initially, I feel like, to Rachel, and she's like, no, we don't. And I was like, oh, I guess you're right. But it's kind of that, like, sometime at the start of that second game, sometime at the beginning of the Cowboys game. Like, that's the correct answer. When the Cowboys start playing, that's when you go eat Thanksgiving dinner, and then you watch the second half. Or perhaps you put it on in the background.
Yeah, that's sort of
this year, you don't have to put it on in the background because you might feel ill. Yeah. It's Cowboys-Giants. That game is upsetting.
Yeah. I don't like it too much, but I'm looking forward to it. Hey, what's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
Ooh, I don't know, man. Like, I mean, I used to mac and cheese is an obvious correct answer, but I can't eat as much mac and cheese as I used to because I can't really eat cheese.
I know. I like mac and cheese.
Damn shame.
With the candy yams.
Oh, that's a great call. All right, that's our show. Have a great Thanksgiving, everybody. We'll see you next Monday. Take command out Thursday. Have a good one.